Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
All right, let's get going. Let's get updated. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
We're all pretty good, those of us that are here. So, I don't know. Bob's still bouncing back from surgery.
I don't know what you guys are doing there to him. I didn't realize radio, morning radio was full contact.
It's a tough game, you know. Yep. It's brutal.
And we know who the real survivors are then.
Got to wear your headgear.
Keep your head and your cup. Knee pads and elbow pads, too.
Head on a swivel. So, Grammy nominations are rolling out.
As we speak, you know, as we speak, and it looks like leading Grammy nominees are gonna wind up being Drake, who had a huge, huge year, led almost every category in the Billboard year-end charts. Kendrick Lamar through the Black Panther soundtrack. Looks like Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper are netting a bunch of stuff for the A Star Is Born soundtrack, including Record of the Year, Song of the Year. Brandi Carlile, singer-songwriter, is getting a lot of nominations early on here. Childish Gambino is getting quite a few. They've expanded. This is the year they expanded the major categories from 5 to 8. So there are more nominees, you know, in each of those major categories now, trying to be a little more inclusive and avoid the, you know, the criticism they've had. And the best new artist, Greta Van Fleet from the rock side, is up there, as well as Dua Lipa, Margot Price, Bebe Rexha. You know, look at some of these, and these are people who've been around a while. So once again, in the new artist category, not necessarily so new. The Grammy nominations, by the way, were delayed. They were supposed to take place on Wednesday, but of course that was the funeral for President Bush.
Yeah.
So they pushed it back, and they couldn't go yesterday because the Golden Globes were announced. By the way, Lady Gaga also did very well.
Would you call that a comeback at this point?
Lady Gaga?
Yeah, because...
You know what? I can't think. She really hasn't had a career dip. I don't think so.
Because that's what you need. You need a real fall off and then battle your way back.
You know, she may have come up shorter than what she did previously, but she never out and out failed. So, you know, she's already won a couple of awards for this, and now, you know, nominated in the Golden Globe Awards, which will be great. Getting back to the Grammys just for a second, the rock categories are out now, and we're looking at Chris Cornell has a posthumous nomination. Greta Van Fleet has a few. Hailstorm is coming in with a couple of nominations here. Best Rock Song, one for Greta Van Fleet, 21 Pilots, Bring Me the Horizon, St. Vincent, and Ghost. Best Rock Album, we've got Alice in Chains, Fall Out Boy, Ghost, Greta Van Fleet, and Weezer. In the alternative category, you've got Arctic Monkeys, Beck, Bjork, David Byrne, and St. Vincent.
Did you say Bjork?
Bjork, yeah. And that's an alternative, so, you know, I don't know what category. They don't have, like, best oddball.
Bjork, the swan
same one,
wearing dress, Bjork?
Bjork, yeah, our crazy friend from Iceland.
I thought she was extinct.
She's still out there. She had a big new album out. So.
Drake, not only with all those Grammy nominations, but... He also beat UWM last night in basketball.
Yes. Different Drake, Brian.
Oh, what? No. I thought he was like really an all-purpose guy.
No, he's with the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry about that.
A big part of that. So the full list of Grammy nominations, of course, at Grammy.com. And, the ceremony is coming up, early in the new year. I think it's on, I think it's the first Sunday in February this year. I'm sorry, February 10th, and it's coming from Los Angeles this year.
All right. What about the Motley Crue movie? That's going to be a Netflix release?
It's going to be released by Netflix Studio. If you notice, and it's happening with the film Mowgli this weekend, they're doing this bit where it opens in theaters and begins streaming on Netflix.
Really?
So you can have the best of both worlds. So I imagine that's what's going to happen with Motley Crue. They have announced a March 22nd date for The Dirt, Confessions of the World's Most Notorious Rock Band. this has been, we've been waiting for this for quite a while.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But I heard especially the opening scene is they don't quite know how they're going to get that into a movie. It's so filthy.
Yeah, so we'll see. You know, we'll see. They did record, you know, they have returned to the studio to record 4 new songs for the soundtrack.
Oh, really?
We'll have new Motley Crue music. You know, they are holding that they did not, you know, they have retired from touring, and they say they're serious about
that. They're sticking to that?
I tend to believe them. And I think they're definitely going to wind up performing at the premiere of the movie. How do you not?
Right.
You know, unless you send the 4 actors up there, and I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Well, that would be, still sticking to their word, right? That's not a tour.
It would be. It's not a tour.
Yeah.
It's not a tour, so it leaves the door open to do the occasional something special.
Yeah.
You know, for that matter, they could do Vegas again. That's not a tour. That's, that would be a residency.
Sure.
They got to love those. Just park it, play every night, same thing.
That's easy. No setup.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You get to go back to your cushy hotel room.
So I know it's kind of down on the bottom of the list, but really the top 25 holiday songs, is this quantified by sales or?
Sales, airplay, streaming, you know, they kind of put everything together. Number one is Mariah Carey.
That's what ASCAP does, really, okay.
Yeah, number one's Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas is 2, Holly Jolly Christmas is 3, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree 4, and It's the One Most Wonderful Time of Year. You know, the standards, as you'd expect. This list comes from ASCAP, the American Society of Composers and Producers, and it's a performing rights, copyright society. So this, you know, you're going to get stuff like White Christmas and the standards.
So Mariah Carey shot past Bing and
Irving Berlin
Burl
and everything else. That's how huge All I Want for Christmas Is. You know, you get it in a couple movies, nearly every, and they've been willing, that's the thing, you know, they've been willing to license this thing like crazy. So any movie that wants it, any TV commercial that wants it, it's...
Well, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree must have gotten a bump from Macaulay Culkin.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, that gets, shown every year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and
the
so drifters that's
too.
A little tick in the box every time, you know, somebody too, right? watches it on, whether it's Netflix or TV or whatever. So you know, that's how these standards wind up, you know, staying in there. But
speaking of Christmas music, have you heard the Clapton Christmas album?
I have, and I think it's a really good album. I mean, he's playing some wonderful guitar on there, and it's up there with the best of the Christmas albums for this year, I think. And then if you go onto YouTube, you can view A Clapton Christmas. It's a 23-minute featurette, they call it. It's an interview, and it's got the 2 music videos he's done from the album, and just a chance to immerse yourself in perhaps the most unlikely Christmas. I don't think any of us, you know, saw an Eric Clapton Christmas album coming, but there it is.
There it is. And finally, Paul McCartney.
It is almost time. It has to be time for our sub-feature of this feature. The Almost Weekly almost needs its own theme, Spice Girl Update.
Oh, yeah. So what's going on here is, you know, Mel B, who's really driving the ship in terms of speculation and and everything else. You know, now she's talking about how there are going to be guests, lots of special guests as part of the performances. And none of this is confirmed, but she's talking about, we'll bring up Taylor Swift for a song. We'll bring up Adele for a song. All that.
So she did name names. She did suggest names that would be.
Well, Adele, Taylor Swift.
Wow.
You know, yeah, she did put real names to this. So I will see. You know, Mel is one of those people who likes to talk before she, the lips run faster than the brain.
One of my favorite parts of the week, getting caught up on the Spice Girl.
Yes. And Paul McCartney coming to Lambeau Field.
Yeah,
how awesome is that?
Yeah, it was a rumor in the beginning of the week. You know, Wisconsin, of course, is getting a double dip because June 6th he's playing the Kohl Center. And then in Madison and June 8th, he Lambeau Field. You know, he likes to play these iconic places around the country, even if they're not in what you call major markets. So June 8th, the Paul McCartney tour is going to be there.
All right, Gary, thanks a ton.
Yeah, you guys have a great week.
You too.
We'll talk next week.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.